Safe haven baby boxes allow parents to surrender infants to the state without having to make face-to-face contact with someone. They trigger a 911 call, both when opened and closed, and keep babies warm until help arrives. But the devices have come under fire from the Department of Child Services, which has questioned the safety and legality of the boxes in the past. Safe Haven Baby Box founder Monica Kelsey says this week's safe surrender of a child highlights the need for more boxes throughout the state.
Because we didn't back down and because we continued to fight, a little girl's life was saved last night.
Governor Eric Holcomb signed a bill earlier this year sanctioning two existing baby boxes at firehouses and allowing for more to be installed in hospitals throughout Indiana. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.